Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tipple. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said, Hades. The series of characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss T-A-Z is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
Our women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got your back. Baby got your back. I like big butts and I can't
hold up. Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah. At least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But please. Really? Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a tiny chip don't come out, you slap that machine and what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. Let's get this in the movie. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young, up-and-coming hip-hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for, too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip-hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
This is T-A-Z. A-T-A-Z-P. Recorded live. We're supposed to have a show, Holism 8, on relationships. And I guess the guest was scared to call in. I got one person on the line right now. And I think that is my coworker. Let me answer. I'm opening up the line. 678-913. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Fatima. I knew it was you. Oh, look, black people. I need to have white guests in here. For real. Because white guests call on back. That's why I have the intro run 5-6 minutes. Because I can say it, but I ain't going to say it. Because Negroes don't want to call on back. But you know what I want to say. So I'm going to play one song that we might not do.
Peter, you know I'll be late for work. Come on now. Don't do me like that.
Yeah, that's right. That is true. Well, at least you did call. Because I done sent all these other ninjas, not Negroes, ninjas, the call-in number. Ain't nobody call. Okay, we're going to play one song. And if nobody else going to call, then I'm canceling this. Because TAZ will cancel a show in a minute. Because my show on TV right now. You hear me? My show on TV right now. And it's the season finale. But here we go. I'm going to play a white guest that I had on that sounded like she black. Her name is Amber Ojeda from California with the song Lady Like. And we waiting on the rest of the folks. I'm going to try to hit them behind the song.
Okay.
Sexiest thing on a Saturday night. Got all the girls looking. Your hair is done, your gear is tight. Ladies line up just to testify. Tell me how you do it. Cause they be saying, get your number. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh. I wanna get to know you. Now I know that it's not late in life, but boy, you look so fine tonight. Tell me how you do it. I'm the type of girl to do you right. Insatiable appetite. Boy, let's get you moving. Sip with me at the bar, relax. Let me be your aphrodisiac. I'm
That was Amber Ojeda. This is TAZ, ATAZP Live. On Blog Talk Radio, I've got Fatima on the line, and I also have DJ, the co-host, who I called behind scenes thinking we didn't have no show today. Man, you know, these black folks. it's me against two women. I got CJ listening in, and I might click CJ in to hell with it because it was supposed to be more than this. CJ, you on too. Miss CJ. These black people we got. Anyway, I'm wasting time. The show is about relationships, all right? And relationships, as described in Webster, is a connection, association, or involvement. Connection between persons by blood or marriage. Emotional or connection between people, the relationship between teachers and students. A sexual involvement, an affair. And, of course, I know about that one very much. So, relationships, the first question I got for the people that's on, that's Fatima, Miss CJ, and DJ, the question I have is, what is your worst relationship? And you don't have to be long-winded because I'm sure some of y'all could preach all night long on the worst relationship y'all had and go into detail, but just a little bit, you know, just close it up in about a couple of sentences. What was the worst relationship you had? I'm starting with Fatima first.
Oh, Lord. Well, I got to go first. Let me get somebody else's story first, isn't it?
Oh, you got to think about yours. Okay, wait a minute. Damn, am I going to be long? DJ, somebody got to go first.
Okay. I would guess that's with the donor that is my son's father.
Mm.
That's all I got to say about that.
Hello.
We see you ain't with him, so yeah, I could imagine.
He went from a baby daddy to a daughter, so you know.
He moved way down the list.
Way down.
Yeah, way down. Mm-hmm. Fatima, do you second the motion, or you?
Yeah, I mean, no, it wasn't my baby daddy. I've been in a relationship and just, you know, felt used and abused at the end, and, you know, but I'll make it through it. You make it through, you know.
Right.
You just have to stay strong and stay focused, but you make it through.
CJ.
I'm
okay to answer yours. That's when I met you, but go on. I met her through, you know, she was going through a bad relationship, but that might not be the worst one, but I understand.
Wow, you just calling her all out. You trying to say she got more than one bad one. Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
All I'm saying is I only know of one. There could be somebody else that was worse than that dude. So, CJ, go on.
Put me on blast, boss.
I'm serious.
I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. I didn't say anything. I just said I just know. I knew of one.
Okay,
so, I mean,
stop talking, baby. Stop.
Okay. I'm done.
Well, I can amen to DJ's sperm donor because, yeah. It was
kind of don't stand
rough.
Up, do they?
Man.
I'm gonna say which one it was for me. The lady that wrote $50,000 worth of bad checks, and I almost got kicked out the service due to her illness of writing checks and got to have money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lost a lot of weight over that one and almost, you know, got committed in the hospital and okay. Let's move right along. Because I feel good now. Move right along.
I got all of ours. Okay.
I don't feel so bad. No.
Exactly, exactly. We all have, we each one of us have sperm donors. I have two of them, so.
Oh, wow. There you go. Oh, baby.
I have another caller on the line. Hopefully this, let me see who this is. 404-290 on the line. Identify yourself. This is ATAZP Live.
This is Kev.
Yeah, black people. They do, they do. Like I said, next time I do one of these again, I'm going to have white people as the panel because they will call in on time.
Right. Yeah, I'm on that CCT, man.
Kevin, the first question we asked is, what was your worst relationship? And don't go into too much detail, but just say a little synopsis, you know, of what the worst relationship was for you.
Wow. Probably my first marriage, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. Everybody, okay.
I mean, you know, that probably was, but I didn't have a lot of bad ones. They were mostly all good, but probably that one.
Okay, then my next question is, what's the most important thing that is important to you in a relationship? What do you expect from the person that you're actually with? I mean, what is the most important thing? I mean, of course, for me, if you got some money, I'm down. But that's another show.
That helps.
Honesty and communication.
I was going to say a job. No, let me stop.
Honesty and communication.
I say I agree with honesty and the most important thing is to me is to not demand but be honest with what you expect from the other person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go in.
That's communication.
Yeah, that is communication, but you can. Yeah, you're right. That's honesty
and communication, because if I can tell you what I expect from you and what I'm looking for, I'm communicating. That way you can't say you didn't know, because I told you.
Right. That's true. And being upfront about what you expect, as you know, about who you are. You know what I'm saying? Too many people play games about who they who they are, and as far as trying to portray a certain image to a person, just be yourself. You know, that's
right.
The main thing.
CJ, you agree with this? DJ, you agree with this?
Well, CJ, go ahead.
Trust. You know, I need that trust factor, and
communication. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That trust comes in time. I mean, you just got to take people at face value at first, you know, and just hope that they are who they say they are, you know. But yeah, that's a big point too. Trust is a main thing as well.
DJ.
Well, you know, originally I was all with that trust and communication thing. However, now this is just for me. I'm not saying for anybody else. Just for me. I had. A relationship, and I'm doing those little finger quotes in the air, so you know I'm calling it what it is, with someone who communicated constantly. The only problem was everything he communicated was an absolute out-and-out lie. There wasn't anything honest about the communication from day one, and by the time I found out about all that communicating that wasn't true, there was a lot of debt that had been incurred. So nothing is good if the communication is not honest.
Right.
But on the other side of that, you said something that means a lot. I think that when you're communicating, you need to communicate about your money, and you need to be able to communicate clearly if you have none. Because if you don't have none and we go to bed at night, it ain't nothing happening. Because ain't nothing like trying to lay down and the lights ain't coming on in the morning. And somebody coming knocking on the door, putting that thing on your door saying you got 10 days to get out. So we need to talk about your money just like we're going to talk about mine. If you ain't got none, we need to work together. Get you some. Love can go a long way, but money goes a lot further.
That's right.
Well, now.
Amen.
No romance without finance.
Talk to me.
Well, can poor sex, because this ranks up with the money for me, can poor sex kill a relationship?
Yes.
Oh,
Errol sex?
Yes, Lord.
Poor, sorry sex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's head up. That's head up quick.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That might tear it up before the finances.
Talk to me. You saying it.
That might be, we can work on some money, but if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do in the bed, then we ain't,
I'm gonna put the money in front of the sex, because if you ain't got no money, I ain't dealing with you. I'm tired.
I don't know about that.
Give me some sex and we can work on some things.
There we go.
I done had enough of that.
From a woman's point of view, if you want a woman to be able to believe anything you say, you better be able to put it down like you say you're going to do, and she will give you the benefit of the doubt every single time. You can't
and if you put it down in the bed, you'll be able to get whatever you want.
And a sandwich.
And a cup of Kool-Aid.
She will make you a sandwich when you're done.
I agree with Kevin. I grew up... I done had enough of that. I mean,
I
if you ain't came with the money,
I mean,
the money first.
I want a balance now.
Look, Kevin, if she got like $1 million in the bank, and her sex ain't good, we can work on it.
Exactly.
You gotta bring your million too.
How about if I get my own $1 million and I make myself happy? Then
there
you absolutely.
Come on now.
Okay. Hello.
Well,
I ain't gotta have you to make myself happy.
It's a double standard.
I don't need you to get to where I need to get.
Okay.
You just
helping me out, but I don't need you.
I feel just the opposite. I agree.
And the reason I'm telling you from experience, I went into a relationship where the money was big. He had big money. I'm not kidding you. He had money. Anytime I said I like that, he said get two. If I said I like one, he said get four. I was good with that.
What?
But something wasn't quite clicking. And when he couldn't perform all the duties that were required, it didn't last 3 months. But I got some nice stuff. I got some great stuff out of it.
But he couldn't make the cut.
And I'm telling you.
I'm not the host, but I have a question as far as that goes.
Okay.
I'll let the host elaborate on that.
Y'all, put the question out there, Kev.
How did the brother fall short? What was his downfall, basically?
He was unable to perform in any shape, any manner at all. He had zero.
That's why.
Zero.
That's why he said get two.
That's right. He thought he could make up for it by buying anything.
Okay.
And that's, you know what? That's a good aphrodisiac, and that's foreplay. But it doesn't work out if the end result is zero.
He should have bought you two of those things, maybe Taiwan too.
Buy my own things. I knew what I liked, so I did what I need him for.
You would have had a lifetime. She would have had a lifetime supply of batteries.
He did that.
She had a lifetime.
When he said, "Get you whatever you need," well, when I did that, then what I need him for?
Wow.
Exactly.
In case you back it. You heard what
I
said, Kevin?
I got my money and I got what I need. So why do I need you again?
Because in case it breaks, he can get it again.
As long as you got batteries, it'll never break.
There you
go.
Wow.
I love
it. Wow. Okay, let's roll off of that subject.
Okay, let's move on.
I feel I'm gonna get chastised after the show. Are men and women looking too hard for the perfect mate? Are men and women looking? I mean, you can't, like, okay, for me, I know I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? And when you look for somebody, you shouldn't be looking for somebody that's, I mean, you should look what you want, but you should be able to accept a few flaws, too, because you have a few flaws as well. That's the way I see it. So I'm asking the panel, men and women looking too hard for the perfect mate? Go on, Fatima.
Yes. There is no such thing as a perfect mate.
That's right.
There's no such thing as a perfect mate. We can grow to know each other. It would take 7 men to make the perfect man. Because you're taking a little bit from each one to make that perfect person. So there is no perfect mate. But you can find a mate to compliment you. But the whole thing is you have to make sure you up on your game. You can't be asking for Mr. Right and you Miss Wrong.
Right.
Because it's all in what we can both bring to the table. It ain't all about you. It ain't all about me. We going to bring it to the table together.
I almost got on my chair, but my legs are bad. But thank you, Fatima. I was giving you a golfer's cut. For real. CJ, I heard you.
What? I agree with Fatima. No one's perfect, and I'm not looking for a perfect mate, but someone that I could deal with, they can deal with me, and, you know, we bring it together and work hard.
DJ. I had to get off of that because I felt something was coming. That's why I named this Holism 8. Because the whole professional in me oozes out every now and then. DJ.
Well, I agree. I think that when we're younger, when you're in your beginning years, and you think that you can find the perfect mate, you tend to cut out people by saying, well, you know, he had bad breath and he don't have this and she doesn't have so-and-so. But as we get more seasoned in our age and in our wisdom, we find that those are things that are very surface, and you need to look deeper, and you need to look for something that's going to be able to sustain you in the long run. And so as we grow older, we're less likely to be looking for the perfect mate, but we're more likely to be looking for somebody we can tolerate.
The right mate. Well put. I totally agree with her, because when I was younger, I was more selective than I am now. And that's because time is running out.
Right. And we understand our choices now. I think that as we get older, we understand our choices. When you think you've got lots of choices, you've got a long life ahead of you, you will cut some things out and you'll say, you know what, I don't have to deal with that right now. But as we get older, we honestly start looking at things and say, it's not that bad.
Right.
You know?
A subject that DJ brought up before we even did this show, older women liking younger men. I got the question with it. Older women liking younger men for, and I got a blank. So why are older women liking younger men? And the women, I'm sure, can explain this.
Stamina. For sex and stamina, that's all they can do.
DJ?
I'm not going to disagree with her. I mean, I think that that's where it comes from. I think that younger men think that they are able to provide older women with something that they're missing. And when you start looking at the sexual prowess of human nature, as women get older, that's when their sexuality starts to peak. The younger the man is, his sexuality is in the more, their ranges are closer. So he's thinking, you know, if she's with a guy her age, he's probably on Lipitor, Celebrex, name some things. I mean, pick some with an X at the end or something. Mm. He's probably got high blood pressure or something, and he's taking something, and he's limited in what he can provide. She is at that place where she's like, you know, I'm looking for this today, tomorrow, and 3 days a week, 5 days a week. He's like, I can't do it that many times. She's trying to kill me. Well, the younger man is thinking, I can fill in them blanks. I know what she's looking for. So other than sex, there's not a whole lot he can offer her, not long term. He's certainly not going to be interested in her when she starts laying down and stuff starts sliding to the side. He's going to be looking for somebody whose stuff stay in place.
Yeah, how about that?
I got some terms for cougar terms. In other words, a mountain lion is similar to a cougar, only it refers to an unattractive older woman seeking a younger man. A cub, a young man who is attracted to an older woman, no doubt intrigued by the passion and experience that only a cougar can offer.
You guys,
a puma.
I got to go for a second. I'll be right back. Go ahead. Keep talking.
A puma, a woman who is quite old enough, who is not quite old enough to be a cougar, but still likes to date younger men. A bobcat, a cougar that doesn't really want to do anything but make out and go to second base. Basically, it says a cock teaser.
A dick teaser. Yeah.
There you go.
We call them DTs back in the day.
A cheetah, a cougar who is known to move extremely fast. A cougar bite, the act of kissing, being kissed by an older woman. Cougar droppings, baked goods or other small gifts given and left by a cougar to a young buck. These droppings are meant to entice the prey to stay longer or make more frequent appearances. No wonder that old lady cooked for me that one, because I did come back.
Oh,
okay.
No,
a cougar trap.
Yeah, right.
A cougar trap.
Food, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that works all the time now. a cougar trap referring to a place where hot moms shopping for clothing, food, et cetera, et cetera. Costco's is a great place to entrap a cougar, just like Walmart's is down here. Cougar Den, an establishment that is overflowing with cougars, older women on the prowl. Cougar Remorse, when you have one night stand with a cougar and feel guilty about being with a woman twice your age who's old enough to be your mother. That has never came in. I never had the remorse.
Never, right. That has never been a part of my
that is not a part of it.
Okay, so you got all the names for an older woman. What do you call an older man with a younger woman?
Thank you.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, what is that?
Sugar daddy.
Why
would
you call a cougar? What is an older man with a younger woman? A pimp? A sugar daddy? What is
a sugar daddy? Because I looked it up and they had different terms for sugar daddies, but I wasn't interested in it because the only reason why I brought this up because DJ brought it up before we did the show, talking about older women with younger men. And I'm sure the females on the panel experienced this before, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna get into it. I'm moving right along.
Well, I'm not old, so I ain't never experienced it.
But yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a certain age.
Maybe 3 years younger.
You just have to be a certain amount of years older than the person. It don't make you older.
You don't have to be that many years older. I mean, you could be like three or 4 years older than the person that you're with, but
right.
They still call it like a cougar because you're a cougar because
you're
older than
the person. You're not a cougar.
Oh, okay.
A cougar is an older woman.
No. On the net now, I'm just telling you what I read on the net when I was looking up this info. It could be anyone that's the junior of the lady. I mean, if the guy is like 20 and the lady could be what? 29, 30. 29, 30.
A cougar is considered like you're 40 messing with a 20-year-old, 22-year-old.
Yeah, that's the basic. That's the basic, but it could be anywhere.
Usually a cougar means you're old enough to be their mother.
Yeah, true. I agree with that, too. But I'm just telling you what it also said. If you're older than the person that you're with, you're a junior, then you actually like younger men. I mean, that's the way, and that's the way it states on the net. I'm just saying what I read. I'm not saying I believe this, but I'm just saying that's what I read.
Okay, but what about like a year or a couple of years younger? That's not considered a cougar.
No. I should say it should be at least like 10, 12 years and beyond, something like that.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I would say 10. I even said a presidential term.
And most women mess with the younger men for the sex. And because they make them feel young again, they may have lost that youth. Mm-hmm. And these young men make them feel young again.
And
I'm
going to like it.
You know the ones that's messing with the young boys. You could tell by the way they dress.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
True.
Okay.
I remember I was approached by an older lady when I was 20, and I was down Fort Hood. And she was 41, and she was a teacher. And when we engaged in the activity a couple of times, she messed around and it oozed out of her mouth that she was falling in love. And in the middle of downstrokes, I was doing addition. You be 60, I'll be, oh no, I can't be with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's realistic though. Be real about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And the next week she didn't see me. I'm going to skip that. This old lady getting a little too carried away. This is just something to do to pass the time away. A relationship communication test. This is true or false. I don't want you to answer it out loud unless you just feel you got to say something. But this is true or false. Just answer to yourself. I'll give you about 7 of the questions that they got here. It's a relationship communication test. I often can't seem to find the right words to express what I want to say. I worry that exposing myself to my partner will result in rejection. I often don't talk because I'm afraid my opinion is wrong. I talk too much and don't give my partner a chance to speak. Now, that's me, true. Once I get started in an argument, I have trouble stopping. My speech is often defensive. I don't really listen. I try to repay anger with anger or insult with insult. And that's a test that I pulled up that says it's off of Dr. Field's website, Relationship Communication Test, and it's true or false. And the way you score it, there's no right or wrong number of true or false answers to this test. You should just look over your responses to get a feel on how the other person communicates or the problems that persist. My next question, will cheating in a relationship be tolerated? Can anybody be forgiven for cheating on this panel? Okay. I have to segregate it to us. On this panel, can anybody except cheating in a relationship, starting with Kevin, because I hear him already.
No, not at this point in life. Mm-mm. When I was younger, I would, you know, maybe deal with it because I might have been about it myself. But I'm really looking for integrity now. And if that's what I'm looking for and that's what I'm about, then that's what I have to stand on. And I'm just not at a point in life where I'm going to tolerate that because I'm not going to do it myself. I'm just looking for one person, you know. That's all I can handle right now.
One person with money. Make sure you say that. And I'm on the floor, too. He sounds so sincere over here. Okay.
No, I'm just keeping it real, you know. I'm just not about that anymore, you know.
Okay. You grew up. as of tonight.
Yeah, I grew up to know. What? No, come on, man. Don't even put me out there like that, man. Don't put me out there like that, man.
I'm looking, DJ, I'm looking at my phone going, is this the same dude?
Wait a minute.
I love you, Kev. I love you, Kev, like a brother, bro. DJ. DJ.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to say no, it shouldn't be tolerated, but I know with women, as we get older, once again, when we're younger, we say, if he ever cheats on me, this is it, it's over. But you know as well as I do, when people have established real relationships, you've got a mortgage, you've got kids, you've got things that have to be paid for, people start looking and they start, you know, the line starts to move a little bit. And you say, okay, well, he better not do this. Well, if he does that, then you have to evaluate what that is and how that's going to affect your whole lifestyle.
There you go.
And people have
to. I agree with you, DJ. 120%.
It's never about what you think it's about. So if somebody's cheating, it may not be because they're trying to leave you to be with somebody else. Something's missing inside the relationship. You got to figure out what that is, because guess what? If this person's going to cheat on you, the next one might cheat on you. You got to figure out what it is that's causing the problem and then fix that. And you might be able to make this relationship the best one you ever had based on the new information that you have. So, I'd like to say cheating wouldn't be tolerated, but I'd also want to be honest with myself and say if it happens, I want to be able to find out why it happened, and I want to figure it out and do better the next time.
Fatima.
I agree with you. If it's an established relationship, you can't say what you won't do. Like she said, just find out why it happened and see what you need to do differently.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pray that he doesn't bring them home.
In some circumstances, now, let me say this: in some circumstances, it ain't nothing you did. He just a hoe.
Right. There you go. That's true too.
Repeat it again.
You could be flipping, standing on your head. You could be doing it all. Butt naked, cooking, paying bills, and if he a hoe, he a hoe.
So does a woman know if you have a hoe?
So you mean to tell me? Go on, Kevin. Ask it.
I'm saying, she said that you could be doing everything and then some, and he just a hoe. Does a woman know when she has a hoe?
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
You know how
when you got a hoe? Because it's never enough. He's always looking for that next thing.
And you were probably one of his.
I stood on my head in the corner, hanging from the chandelier. Now you want me to spin around on the ceiling fan. What else do you want?
And the question always comes back to, when you first got him, how did you get him? Were you one
there
of the women he was dating, and then you felt like you were the winner because he chose you? You knew he was all when you got him, so don't act like you surprised. It's like saying, you know, I bought a snake, the snake is my pet, and then when the snake bites you, you act surprised because it's a snake. It's going to do what a snake does. Don't be surprised. When somebody say the elephant, you know, stormed in the room and went crazy, no, he didn't. He went elephant because that's what he is.
He did what
don't
an
act
elephant
like
does.
Don't
right.
know.
I got dropped, y'all, but y'all kept talking. Good. I came back.
I wonder why I got quiet.
I got dropped. I got dropped.
Okay. But the host got dropped.
what did she say? The man went elephant?
No, I said when somebody
no,
says
man,
when something happened.
He's making a point.
And you say, you know, the elephant went crazy, and he stormed in. And I'm saying, no, he just went elephant. That's what they do.
Right.
To think you can tame him and make him behave in a domesticated way is ridiculous. So that's what I'm saying. If you know your man is a hoe when you got him, to think that you're going to domesticate him and turn him into something else, that's your bad, not his.
Is it your bad to stay with him if you know he's a hoe?
That's on you. That depends on your self-esteem and your self-worth.
I mean,
I'm going to tell you right now.
Right. And if you don't have much self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you right now, you people can change. Now I was the biggest hoe out there. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a whole professional. I'm a whole professional by trade.
Oh,
card carrying, card carrying union due paying, rule making, whole professional. But I've changed. I changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, and anybody can change once they fall in love. And
that's your choice. It's your choice to change. It's not because somebody tells you, you have to change or else. It is your choice because the or else is always an option.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this leads to my next question. You're out there in a relationship. You're out there looking for a relationship, looking for a good relationship, something serious. Can all of a sudden, through just dating constantly different people, can you just fall in love suddenly? And overnight change, like I said I did. I mean, is it possible that somebody can change without really looking for love and love just hits them spontaneously?
I absolutely believe it. I believe anybody can do anything.
Anything possible,
I believe in love at first sight. I believe it. I firmly believe in it. I believe that you can fall in love with somebody and they can change your whole world.
Here we go again. I heard DJ. I heard her in it. She go, Lord. CJ, you've been very quiet. I know you ain't giving up your little trade secret.
Well,
she ain't giving up a trade. Yeah, you was listening to this.
I was listening to more experience. Because, see, I've never been married, so I can just, you know, talk about my little relationships.
Well, me either. But I know what I like.
What's up with that?
So my last question, because we only got 12 minutes remain, what is the perfect relationship? What is the perfect relationship?
There is no perfect relationship.
Don't exist.
Come on, y'all. I can answer it on my point of view. When you have trust and you love somebody and you care for somebody and it's not about one thing or whatever, you know, with a couple of women that I have been involved with, it was, I wonder if this sex is going to be good tonight. You know, and it ain't about that. I mean, it's all the total package. You know what I'm saying? Everything involved changes your whole mind. I mean, and then you just care about that person and you love that person and you feel like that's the person that's related to you. That's your arm. That's your heart. You know what I'm saying? That's part of you. You see what I'm saying? So,
now, does that make it a perfect relationship or the best relationship for you?
It makes it perfect for me. I'm stressing the perfect relationship for y'all within this. This is y'all opinion. This ain't for everybody. This ain't for the public to take and say, run with it, and say they say this is what a perfect relationship is about. I'm addressing it to you guys personally for your sake. Can there be a perfect relationship for you?
Not yet.
When Kevin meet that one lady that got $2 million in the bank, I'll be like, dog, you got it. You got it, dog. If the sex good, no, it ain't good.
I'll be well on my way.
I'll be preaching to you too. Bang back on that bank account. That bank account say $2 million. $2 million. You can skip the hollers. You have to holler in the bed. Just say I'm here, baby. I'm not going nowhere.
You're crazy, Stephen.
I have a question. Kevin, how old are you?
I'm middle aged.
Okay. That's not really an age, sweet potato.
I'm 52.
52? Okay, see you, young man. Okay, that's all right. I was just checking.
Mm-hmm.
I was just checking because now you're talking like somebody who is in that position where you're really looking.
I was, but I find that you don't find when you look. You just,
right, you have to let it come to you.
You just go out and it finds you.
That's true.
Well, Kevin does frequent the state of Florida every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. And
I do. I love Florida.
And DJ happens to live in Florida.
Look at that.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
No, he did not. Just throw me out there. Like, you see that? Like,
yeah, he did.
What
city? I didn't say where.
Man, you might as well put a cup around my neck and say, here, play with her.
What's the name?
I tell you, Willie, if you had a $20 bill around your neck, Kevin be down throwing it tomorrow.
Wow. Now Kevin, he's on you. Now it's you.
What city you stay
in? Yeah, only $20?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Man. She ain't told me what city you in.
I'm in Tallahassee.
Oh, I've never been there. I don't even know how to get there.
Well, okay, you know it's the capital of Florida.
It's about an hour outside of Albany, isn't it? Albany, Georgia, about an hour and a half?
About an hour out of Albany, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. My daughter was telling me about that place. She's trying to get me advice.
Cool.
I know down there.
Well, it's 8 minutes, and I want to thank everybody that's been on talking about relationships. And you see how fast an hour goes, and we just talking
it went
about
real
relationships.
Fast for me.
Yeah, because you did call in 20 minutes prior to the hour, but
okay.
You're here, and I thank each and every one of you, Fatima, CJ, DJ, and Kevin, and I'm just going to end with a song. Y'all stay tight. Next week we'll be back up in the house. DJ, I'm telling you now, it's recorded now. We got a show next week.
Okay.
Hey, look, CJ. DJ thought she was going to go on another date tonight.
Shut up.
This is another Thursday. I got a date to do.
You know what? This is rude. Now you're just being rude.
Wow.
She had another
business
date.
Business everywhere. That's wrong.
That's how he does me. This is what happens. It happens all the time.
I love you guys. And here we go. A song by TAZ. I'm out.
All right.
But I keep it intact. Presidential ways, people on my back. Changing healthcare, making it so slack. The competition is where we do lack. It's a lower price for Jill and Jack. And when we ask yo, where you get that? Look online or search for the fact. Let's do it right, we need to make a pact. Economy note, it's going up to the sky. Shake our heads and we ask why. I need some tact, but I stay fly. Every politician will tell a lie. Me the black president, dot the I with every black suit, gotta keep a black tie. I don't debate, but I will say hi. Air Force One, I'm outside. Certified, I am certified. You know me, baby, I'm certified. Like butter on a roll, now the White House, we're kicking soul. My opposition left out in the cold. Perfect 10 frame, check out my bowl. These stealers operate like Chuck Noll. Foreclosed and bankrupts, people whole. Free comps, White House, Billy Joe, blemish on America, a black mole. I didn't get it, can't understand. Money over bitches, rules our land. Black president, all I say is damn. Can we get this shit together, man? Put the people first, yo, if we can. Not treat them like pebbles in the sand. Keep the fire hot, cause we do jam. Love our brothers, our sisters, and our fam. Certified, I am certified. You know me, baby, I'm certified.
This is your girl, CeCe Ross, White House correspondent and author of the CeCe Ross Project. It's hard to believe TAZ is in year three of his incredible presidency. With the opposition from Senator Chipper Benedict, this president could be in trouble. Senator Benedict is rumored to be influenced by the president's former mistress, and it looks like his chances for year four are in dire straits. Can President TAZ survive this first term, or will his haters do him in? Hold on.